Morning show at East Coast FM. Now, Bray Choral Society are doing a fundraiser for Ukraine next Sunday, the 3rd of April. Now, that's Sunday week, the 3rd of April. And to tell us what they've planned, we're joined by Susan Castle and also Anne Murdiff from Bray Choral Society. Susan and Anne, thanks for coming in and saying hello.
You're welcome.
We're delighted to be able to get out and about again.
Yes, indeed. So what's the situation with Bray Choral Society? Are you back or what's
the
start?
We are. We're actually back singing. We're back now 3 months. We're singing with masks on and social distancing, but it's fantastic to hear us all back singing again. And we're actually planning our own concert in May. May the 22nd, we're doing Carmina Burana. And looking forward to it. And for the second half of our concert, we will be inviting all the audience to come along and sing after COVID. So,
fantastic.
Really something.
And what's the venue for all this?
That's in the Holy Redeemer as well. That
right.
will be in the Holy Redeemer in Bray at 8 p.m.
And it's been done up now, so it's going to be...
Yeah.
Even nicer. Yeah.
And you'll miss Father John, I suppose.
Yes, he was a great friend to the choir. I mean, I'm one of the founding members of the choir, and he was fantastic to us. You know, we all miss him terribly. But he's gone to a better place, I think. Somehow he was very ill for the last couple of years, you know.
Yes.
But however, we're here to talk about Raise Our Voices for Ukraine.
Right.
And yes, this is a fundraiser that we are doing in conjunction with the local Red Cross. So the idea is that anybody that can sing, it doesn't make any difference whether you're in a choir or not, you come along, come into the church. Our musical director, Mr. Frank Kelly, will go through the piece with us. And when we are proficient enough, we will do a little performance
at the end of the day.
But how many years on the go, Susan? I mean, proficient enough. What do you thought? That's false modesty now at this stage.
Well, Bray Choral is 35
years.
So, but this is something a bit different than, you know, normal. It's just, in so many ways, because COVID has been so difficult. And choirs really felt it, because we were one of the things that we couldn't have because of passing out spores and we couldn't sing. So choirs just stopped.
It was one of the first things that actually went, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Really.
Yes.
And it was explained by, you know, you're opening your mouth wide and singing. And,
exactly.
Yes, that's it.
An aerosol going to the
that's
air.
That's correct. Yes, and that's why we're still singing behind masks, with masks on, I should say.
But at least we're there in real life.
And it is it's fantastic.
Because COVID, like, we lost members of our choir through COVID, and it was really hard. It was a really hard time. So now we're moving on and it's getting positive. And I think by the Raise Our Voice for Ukraine is a brilliant cause, but it's also a getting together of choirs that haven't been able to be together in a long time. So, you know, the Raise Our Voices is something that hopefully will get money for Ukraine, and we'll get people in, and we'll get music up and going again.
Okay, so tell us, you know, you mentioned some pieces of music there. Is there a theme of the night?
The theme is A Prayer for Ukraine, and it is an original Ukrainian hymn, and has been rearranged by Mr. John Rutter. And he has very kindly left the music for everybody, any choir, anywhere in the world, to download it, print it, and we can sing it. So that is the piece of music that we will be singing, all of us in the church. And as I say, Frank Kelly, our musical director, will go through each part with us, go over it, make sure we know it well, and then off we go and we all sing together. So it's called...
It sounds demanding to get it all...
Yes, it's not a too difficult piece, but we will. Yes, we can do it.
But
and you can YouTube it. You can see John Rutter himself on YouTube, and you can listen to it if you prefer to. You know, if you'd like to listen to it, get it in your ear before you come along. But Frank will go through it. You needn't worry. He will make sure that we all know it and that we're proficient and we can sing it. And as Susan said, it is for anybody, everybody, church choirs, choral societies, you name it, anybody, come along. There will be donation boxes at the end of the church, and you put your money in there, donate whatever you like, and it will go to the local Red Cross. It will go here to buy.
Okay, and you're back to full complement of audience and Can everybody go?
Oh, anybody can go.
Yeah, we're open up, are we?
You're welcome.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Everybody from East Coast might come down and join us.
Whoever wants to.
Sing along, everybody.
Yeah.
Just come and sing. And
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Wait. It's on Census Sunday.
Yes.
So that's a day to remember.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. So it's an afternoon. It's not an evening.
Afternoon. No, it's the afternoon. Okay. Afternoon. 2 o'clock, and we hope to have the performance ready by four.
Or even earlier.
We'll see.
Now, are you looking for members? I'm not offering, by the way.
Please come and join us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we are always looking for members, especially men.
Especially men.
Men. Yeah. But anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to come along. As I said, we ourselves, Bray Choral Society, are performing Carmina Burana on the 22nd of May. So by all means, come along. And anybody who have sung it before, please join us. We rehearse in the Little Flower Hall on a Tuesday evening from 7:30 till 9:30.
That's near the Blade Bowl and the
Little
Station.
Flower Hall is just at the back of the church, besides
Holy
Redeemer.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. I'm leading people astray.
Yeah, you're incorrect.
I'm mixing it up with somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Near the car park there at the back of Holy Redeemer.
That's correct.
We'd love to have, yeah.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
People want to come and join us.
Yeah. And we're always open
and
to members.
You know, it's a great thing to come and be part of. Anne's in it from the start.
Day one.
I'm six years now, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it is absolutely a great thing to be part of. People are great. It's a lot of camaraderie. We go away on trips. We, you know, have concerts. It's just great. You know, it's a great thing to be part. Make friends that you'll be friends
for your
forever
mental
then.
Health.
Well, I hope you're well supported on Sunday week. That is the 3rd of April, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Church of the Most Holy Redeemer on the Main Street in Bray. All for Ukraine. And Susan and Anne from Bray Choral, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, morning show at East